Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Lawrenceburg winner Jacob Todd. Then we'll speak with the winner from I-55, A.J. Klein. And we'll have a conversation with Jennerstown winner Garrett Smithley. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out with the World of Outlaws late models at Maquoketa in Iowa. Hudson O'Neill and Bobby Pierce leaving with the big victories. Curtis Glover and Adam Brick win at Lee County. East Moline to Logan Bellows. Jake Griffin gets it done at 34. And Cedar Rapids goes to Griffin McGrath. Brad Benton victorious at Dog Hollow in Pennsylvania. Mason Ziegler wins Bedford. And Mercer goes to Brandon Spithaller. Corey DeLancey, a big win at Jackson, Ohio. Bowler to Michael Chilton. Jeff Watts of the Checkers at Raceway 7. 35 goes to Eric Kinney. And Cale Thomas back in victory lane at Attica. Parkersburg, West Virginia to Corey Crabtree, while Logan Hitt visits victory lane once again at Elkins. Rock Castle in Kentucky to Logan Walls. Jamie Ferguson wins 191. Thunder Mountain to Blake Brown. Dylan Thompson wins Paducah. And Willard to Irvin Vance. Now to Illinois at Highland. Chase Elliott and Mike Harrison taking wins there. Harrison goes to Brownstown and gets another. Paul Nienheiser wins Lincoln. Springfield, USAC stars Briggs Danner, the biggest of them all that day. Brian Unziger wins at Fairbury. Quincy to Tommy Elston and Rich Bell wins at Farmer City. The Checkers at Farmington in Missouri to Jeff Wurst. Anton Janetten wins at Wheatland. Circle City in Indiana to Josh Rice, who won as well at Brownstown. Gunnar Setzer and Joey Paxson win Bloomington. Montpelier to Nussbaum. Robbins wins Anderson. Miami County to Leek. Cannon wins 24. Lincoln Park to the throttle. Shane Cottle. Ricky Lewis wins Paragon. Speed Drove to Larry Hahn. And Mike Olvey wins at Sports Drove. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the Ohio Valley SCDRA winner from Lawrenceburg, Indiana, historic track, Jacob Todd. Hey, man, you pulled it off. They were telling me this is your first time to win in this series, and you got this done. What was it like out there racing at Lawrenceburg and taking the Checkers with the victory in your hand?
Man, it was something different, you know. Instead of racing locally, racing at this level, there's a totally different feeling, totally different, you know, competition.
Well, Jacob Todd got it done at Lawrenceburg. He's our guest on the ProFab Hotline. But the feeling seemed to extend one special moment, looking at a decal on your car. What's Mama Todd, and how did that help get you across the line, and of course in your heart?
Oh, absolutely. Mama Todd, that comes from back 4 years ago when we started racing. My mom was a huge part. You know, she loved just supporting me, and she passed away last October. So anytime we run a wrap, she's somewhere on the car real big. So I try to put her on the hood. That way, you know, she's in front of me.
There you go. Mama Todd riding to victory with her son, Jacob Todd, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, as he won finally in the Ohio Valley Sport Compact Dirt Racing Association at Lawrenceburg, Indiana. That series, the Ohio Valley SCDRA, is getting ready to go to Mansfield Speedway next weekend. As you're listening to this show, next weekend over Labor Day, the prior weekend there. King of Compacts, $10,000. I mean, how is this role that you're on? You got second the night before Lawrenceburg. Now you win. I mean, is that big money something now that you can dream maybe will happen for you?
You know, going into Lawrenceburg, I never thought there was a chance to win. You know, with the support we have behind us, I can't say it can't never happen. You know, I like to say we just race to have fun. But at this point, man, why not show up to try to win it?
Mansfield Speedway, Mansfield, Ohio, King of the Compacts, just a week or so away and from the Ohio Valley SCDRA, and their latest series winner from Lawrenceburg Speedway, Jacob Todd, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Profabrication.com hotline brought to you by Profab. Headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, available at Profabrication.com. But you talk about a feeling. A couple of years ago, I saw a picture of you toasting inside a race car. Thing looked like oil is spewing out and all kinds of fire and such. How did that affect how you go after a race now? It seems like it may have just kicked you into high gear. What's it like?
About 2 years ago, I believe it was, we blew a motor, and it was a huge fireball. With the right equipment, you just hope to get quick, stopped as quick as you can and get out of the car. So, we was a little bigger back then. So a lot of people said they'd never seen a big guy get out of a car as fast as we did. That's stuff you don't like to think about, but man, you got to have the right equipment, and it doesn't matter, if you're a super late model or front wheel drive. That equipment's what saves our lives in these cars. So
safety, safety, safety. And I know Ohio Valley SCDRA preaches it to their drivers, and our guest, Jacob Todd, not only winning at Lawrenceburg, but new to follow those rules. And I'm sure Mama Todd back in her day, making sure as well as he was able to safely extricate himself from the car, even being a big guy with all the right stuff. He got that part done, and he got it done at Lawrenceburg last weekend. I did see that some of the photos, instead of a thumbs up, now you're a thumbs down guy. What's the deal with the downward thumb? What's the story there?
Man, I just like to be different, everybody does, the number one or thumbs up, whatever the case may be. We just do thumbs down just to be different, man. There's no negativity behind it. Not towards any track, any people. We just like to do thumbs down to be different. When we show up somewhere, everybody's giving me a thumbs down. It's just something I guess we're known for.
Well, we'll have to learn that about Cincinnati, Ohio's Jacob Todd, so that next time we see him, we thumbs down him in his proper salute out there as he's getting ready to run the Ohio Valley SCDRA, wherever they would be, much like Mansfield Speedway coming up for the King of the Compacts next weekend, $10,000. And that's got to be something. Jacob Todd, give him a follow and ride along with him as he heads to Mansfield Speedway for King of the Compacts, $10,000 to win for the Ohio Valley SCDRA. Jacob, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, I'm David Stiles of PRN, and I know the news cycle is very fast-paced, and we're here to bring you even more fast-paced news about the sport of NASCAR.
I'm extremely happy and proud to be holding this trophy. Obviously, I'm on the good side of it right now.
The latest news from the racetrack, the biggest storylines in the garage, and our opinions about the sport. You can hear all of it on PRN's Garage Pass.
You come to Bristol for the race. You stay for this. You remember this. It's Bristol, baby. It's Bristol, baby. Because what you came for is never just what you get. It's more. It's always more. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race at Bristol, September 19th. Get your tickets today at bristolmotorspeedway.com.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the most recent B-Mod winner at I-55 Speedway, Peavely, Missouri, just outside of St. Louis, A.J. Klein. Hey, A.J., welcome to the show. First time win in a number of years. I heard that you had to hold on through what was a marathon of cautions and such. What was going on? We're like Treb Jacoby and Matthew Edler holding up signs. Hang on, we're with you. You know, were you getting, you know, extra drinks handed out to you? How does that work when you're trying to hold on to get your first win in years and caution?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's definitely about pacing yourself. And I had Treb hanging over the fence telling me to use my brain and just relax. And that's definitely what it took, is relaxing and not trying to overdrive.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, A.J. Klein wins first time in a number of whiles in the B-Mods at I-55, great racetrack there, Peavely, Missouri. And, you know, when they say, you know, relax behind the wheel and such, it's not like you can click on, you know, Spotify and get your favorite, you know, song list or whatever. What is it that brings you that peace inside of a race car at that point when you're trying to find that center that you need to keep yourself balanced?
You just try to ignore everything else, because you'll hear the cars behind you, and I knew they were close. And, you know, longtime St. Louis racer Trey Harris was on the outside of me, and, you know, he kind of got close, you know, a couple times, and I just kind of had to shut it out and try not to overdrive, and just, if he would have passed me, you know, just let it go and not cause any other issues.
Do you find yourself, when you're there getting ready for the next restart and the next restart and such, are you worried more about how you're going to drive into the corner or how you're going to defend going into the corner as you've slipped through from the last one, but now will they attack in a different way? And how does that play into all those thoughts spinning around in your head, trying to make you anxiety while you're trying to calm down?
Yeah, it's just trying to remember to hit your marks. And, you know, it's their job to pass you, but, you know, with that many restarts, they definitely get an opportunity to see what you're going to do each and every time. So you don't want to change it up too much, but you got to keep it on the bottom, essentially, you know, on a track like that. And that's kind of all it was holding on to the bottom and momentum.
And just like any other sport, you've got to use your focus to achieve the goals. And A.J. Klein achieved the goal of winning in the B-Mod division at I-55 Speedway, Peavely, Missouri. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So how do you celebrate this victory? Do you get a tray of those pork steaks from Sticky's Barbecue? Who is this Sticky's Barbecue on your race car?
Oh, Big Sticky's. That's all of our good friend Derek Fetter. You know, they had a brick and mortar store in Troy, and now they kind of focus on the food truck. And every couple Sundays, he'll cook up a big batch, and you get the text message if you want some wings or pork steaks. And who can say no to that?
Yeah. Do you notice that other drivers who might not be as friendly on race day, but when they know that Big Sticky's is coming over to the shop, all of a sudden other guys want to come and say hello?
Oh yeah. Nobody turns down barbecue ever.
Well, you're making us hungry, and that's a good thing. We're chatting with A.J. Klein, winner at I-55 in the B-Mod division last weekend, chatting with us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. I also saw what looked like a really special portrait photo on social media of a dog in your race car. Is that your pup? And what's the story there?
Oh, yeah, it's my little girl dog, Gabby. She's a Velcro dog, I guess, as you would call it. She's got to be in the garage when I'm out there, and she likes going to the track, but, you know, being she's part Frenchie, she's got the flat face and she don't hold the heat very well, so she has to stay behind. But it's that time of year where she gets to go again now. So
what's that like when you're reaching for a wrench? Do you get a nuzzle every now and then?
All the time.
Well, you know, certainly good to have a shop dog and one that is special to you. And A.J. Klein has that for sure. And a victory at I-55 of the B-Bod division, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So where do you venture now? Does this momentum carry to a trip, you know, up to Highland, over to Paducah? You know, how do you... you know, finish the year out with the momentum from the victory?
We'll probably go back to Peavey this Saturday and race with the guys. And then, you know, it's starting to get into big show season where there's some bigger B-Mod races. Then there's a 10,000 to win at the Brownstown Bull Ring, which Josh owns the same as I-55. And we'll go there for 2 days, and win or lose, we're going to have fun anyways.
Well, fun is definitely to be had in Victory Lane, and our guest AJ Klein had the fun in Victory Lane at I-55 last weekend. B-Mod winner there, and winning on a track like that. Ray Marler, Ken Schrader, Kenny Wallace, we know about them, Treb and Matt, and even, you know, Harrison coming down, Stein Koenig and those guys. This is a track, when you win a modified race at I-55, It's got some serious implications that you drove the wheels off the thing to get it. What does that mean from your perspective, holding a trophy that says you did it?
It means a ton. I mean, in the B-Mod division at Peavey, you know, there's 25 guys that can win every night. It's some of the stiffest competition we have, I think, for B-Mods. Just so many different winners. So many guys are just absolutely quick there. And to hold them off and get one, it, you know, I feel like it means a lot more to do it, and you know, it's definitely something to be proud of.
Definitely so. And we know that St. Louis is a big Cardinal place, but racing is still a big part of it out there. All the tracks, all the history, and another winner at I-55. Our guest on the ProFab Hotline, AJ Klein, joining us to chat about that victory and such. And hopefully you get another one back-to-back at I-55. But where can folks follow you and be able to see the dog picture and all the other things that are on your social media? Where can we find you on the internet?
I'm just basically on Facebook as myself, you know, AJ Klein on there. And I had a race page, but I haven't really messed with it in a couple of years. So might be something to look in getting back going. But
what's the dog's name again? What's the dog?
Gabby.
Gabby. Gotta take a look at that. Go to AJ Klein on Facebook. Check out this picture of that dog, Abby, and man, Gabby. And I think you'll see how cool it is to be AJ in the shop and how cool it was to be him in Victory Lane at I-55. AJ, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
You come to Bristol for the race. You stay for this. You remember this. It's Bristol, baby. It's Bristol, baby. Because what you came for is never just what you get. It's more. It's always more. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race at Bristol, September 19th. Get your tickets today at bristolmotorspeedway.com.
This is PRN's Alexis Erickson, and if your life looks anything like mine, you are always on the go. So take advantage of the PRN mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast while you're on the go, making sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. You also get station listings and on-demand access to your favorite PRN shows like Garage Pass, PRN's At the Track, and Fast Talk with Doug Rice, Brad Gilley, and myself. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
There's more At the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Hi, this is Doug Rice of PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk. I heard this 5 years ago with Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
You think Jimmy
say.
Johnson forgot how to drive? You're an idiot. Shut up. Sit down. He's going to win 8 races in a row. I'm not putting Kyle Larson in that category, but I think driver slump and team slump. I think this may be more of a team slump than a driver slump. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN At the Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. You may have seen him racing in any of the top three NASCAR series all the way through and places all over the country. Garrett Smithley joining us on the ProFab hotline after winning at Jennerstown Speedway up in Pennsylvania. Hey, Garrett, welcome to the show. I saw you started fourth, and the top five guys that finished behind you, Jared Barclay, Joe Maruca, RJ DeLappe, Gary Wiltrout. Those are some bruisers at that track. They've all won there. How did you pull this deal off?
It was just incredible. I mean, for me, I grew up in Ligonier, lived in Ligonier, was born in Latrobe, and when I was growing up, we always drove by Jennerstown. And it was always one of those racetracks that I've always wanted to go to. I've always wanted to race at just because it was home. And this is now my third time getting to race there. I raced the Cars Tour super late years ago. And then I raced the Motor Mountain Masters a few years, I think probably 3 years now. But to go back and to go with Albert Francis, really good car, and to not only win, but dominate. And I told Keely, my fiance, driving up there, I said, I want to dominate this race. I don't care what it looks like. And we sure did that. And it was incredible.
Well, and Garrett Smithley did it and totally in a hot rod. Albert Francis, he and his father and that whole team know how to build a car to get around Jennerstown. And Garrett took it to victory lane on the ProFabrication.com hotline with us, chatting about that race, but also, you know, you race a lot of different vehicles all the time. It's not always the top three tiers of NASCAR. Why is grassroots racing so important to Garrett Smithley?
Well, it's where we all started. I mean, for me, I grew up running Bandoleros and Legend cars. I didn't have a chance to run late models growing up. I didn't run modifieds. I didn't do much short track stuff other than Bandoleros and Legend cars. I went straight from a Legend car to the petty driving experience to ARCA, to trucks, to O'Reilly, and then to Cup. So I kind of did things backwards. And fortunately, when I was running for Rick Ware Racing, I got to run a few pro late model races. Still to this day, I probably have less than 10 late model races.
Okay, well, I got a question for you here. ProFabrication.com hotline, Garrett Smithley winning up at Jennerstown, PA. But I saw that you were with one and only Boo Carlisle at Lonesome Pine Speedway in Virginia, and he strapped you into a Crown Vic. How much did you learn from Boo and that Crown Vic that went into this victory at Jennerstown?
Well, I learned that the Crown Vics don't turn very well, and I mean, you got to hit that loud pedal. And you know what happened? I hit that loud pedal a little bit too hard and actually broke the accelerator. So passing for fourth place, broke the accelerator. So I learned just to be a little bit easier on the pedal.
Well, a little bit easier on the pedal, but even tougher on the competition. Starting fourth and taking the victory at Jennerstown, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Garrett Smithley. And speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So it really looks like you're living one of the great lives. You got a beautiful fiance. Say you're getting to race all kinds of cars all over the place, and you've got a podcast now, Race Space Podcast. What's this with you and Chase Holden doing all this? The garage guy and you teaming up? What's up?
We love it. You know, I'm 34 years old. I can only race for a certain amount of time. And for me, I've always loved the media side of it. I'm a big Dale Jarrett fan. He transitioned from driver to media. So it was natural. I love talking about racing. I love growing the sport. I love growing the industry. And that's what we're doing.
Wow. And doing a great job of it. Going to Lonesome Pine and running a Crown Vic and then taking the victory that we're chatting with him about at Jennerstown in the late model. Garrett Smithley, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And you're working the sponsors in. I saw you with a shoe deal and probably one of the most unique sponsorships. Did a bachelor party sponsor you at the Brickyard? And my follow-up has got to be, you know, are they going to be a part of your soon-to-be wedding? What's the deal?
There's a lot of things that we're doing, a lot of unique things. You know, as a driver who has to make it happen and has to go find the money, you do things that are out of the box. And that was something fun. We got some fun stuff coming for some bachelor parties, so stay tuned for that. But we got some great partners. Chemstream helped us out this weekend at Jennerstown, as well as Ligonier Stone and Lime. We got True Brand going to Daytona this weekend. Look for the pink car. Look for the pink number nothing this weekend. Hopefully we can do the same and take that thing to victory lane. But yeah, we love doing some things out of the box and couldn't do it without our sponsors.
Wow. And he did it and did it well. Garrett Smithley taking the victory at Jennerstown Speedway in Pennsylvania. Fine pavement late model track up there in the center part-ish of the state. And Garrett is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So back to Race Space Podcast. What kind of guests are you having there? Why should we tune in?
We have not had guests yet, but we are working very hard on that. We're actually working on a mobile studio right now. But our podcasts come out Wednesday afternoons. We talk all kinds of fun stuff, mostly O'Reilly, because that's my day job. But we talk about trucks. We talk about Cup cars. We talk about IndyCar, a little F1, a little bit of dirt, just a little bit of everything.
With all that, growing up as a kid, you know, all those different, venues and such, who was up on the walls at Garrett Smithley's as a little rascal? Who were some of those heroes from days past?
Oh, man. Dale Jarrett. I love Carl Edwards. I love David Reagan, being a Georgia driver. You know, I grew up racing in Georgia. Around Atlanta Motor Speedway. So really followed them. And, my brother was a big Jeff Gordon fan. So it was a big rivalry in the house, whether Dale Jarrett or Jeff Gordon was going to win.
Wow. And one of the two did a lot of winning either way. Each week, you guys were going to probably get a good shot at going to victory lane. And Garrett continued that on, taking the victory this past weekend at Jennerstown Speedway in the late model. Garrett Smithley on the ProFabrication.com hotline. If folks want to follow you on the internet to get more information, where can they find you on socials and then some?
Yeah, I try to make it super easy. It's just at Garrett Smithley across the board, X, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, anything you got. We do a lot of fun stuff on there.
He really, really does. One of the great follows and great guys to, connect to with. Garrett Smithley, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Thank you for taking the time to join us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
These cars are about to fire it off in anger.
Boy, what a save. We got cars sideways. It's Christopher Bell. He spins and collects a couple cars.
Side by side, Austin Cindric has him at the line, and he will take the lead into one.
Here comes Shane Van Gisbergen on the bottom. He's looking for second.
Now Chris Buescher fired out of a cannon in turn two. He's right into the rear bumper of Packett.
Oh, it's a multi-car accident. I want to say 15, 20 cars. Guys, that took out about two-thirds of the field.
We have a fight on pit road between two crew guys. One of them is with Ty Gibbs. One is with Brad Keselowski.
Blaney, bottom of the racetrack. Chastain makes it three wide. He'd like to take a spot here on the backstretch, and he charges. He wants the lead in turn three. Ross Chastain shot out of a cannon from the sixth starting spot. He has already moved up to second. The battle now for third on the high side. Kyle Larson, Riley Herbst challenging low. Kyle Larson moves up to the top side. Going to lose a little bit of ground.
This is PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Finding a race? Well, this weekend, about everywhere is racing. They're going to try the end of summer. Things have really picked up. A lot of championships are on the line. A lot of people putting big money up on the line. You got to get out and support grassroots racing. And of course, follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. X, Facebook, and Instagram, all powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. And, of course, all of us here at Performance Racing Network, thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. And Profabrication Headers and Exhaust. Quality that wins. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.